Thank you for joining me this morning to listen to what's on the Lord's heart. It's July the 21st, 2015. This message kind of caught me by surprise. I really didn't anticipate it, and I'm not sure exactly who he's addressing on our channel, but apparently there's a need for it, or he wouldn't take the time to talk about it. So I'll just go ahead and get right to the message. The Lord began, "I have much to say to this generation that is ever learning but never coming to a knowledge of the truth. Your striving to know and to have wisdom above your brother concerns me. I wish for your charity to exceed your knowledge, but your preoccupation with learning leaves you no time. Knowledge will cease, and tongues will cease, but love? Never will love cease. Many of you long for deeper relationships, but your obsession for learning and being right hinder you. Most you meet in this life will need a warm, loving hug and a tender touch. Being right shoves people down. It does not build them up. It does not comfort. It causes them to fall back on themselves, and their attention shifts to their faults almost immediately. It does nothing to bring them into my presence. In fact, this preoccupation with legalisms and being right actually pushes people away from me on two fronts. One is the sense of inadequacy and deficiency you draw their attention to by corrections. The other is the reinforcement of an image of God I don't want them to have, a kind of authoritarianism. People run from this. It is, again, a religious spirit in the guise of defending the truth. Oh, Lord, I've been guilty of this. But you have also learned a great deal. I want my ambassadors to be first and foremost tender lovers of mankind. I want them to approach one another with extreme respect and honor. I live in each one. Learn to recognize my presence in them, and you will not overstep your boundaries. If only you could see the honor the angels have for even the least significant of my people, you would understand the respect I wish for you to have as you approach one another. People are tender inside. From birth to death, they're given numbers, told to follow orders, downgraded and criticized, expected to carry the party line, marginalized. When I call you forth to be my ambassadors, I need you to model my love for a soul by coming alongside and even underneath in a supportive role that shows honor for the individual. People tend to be preoccupied with fulfilling their agendas through others. I want you to fulfill my agenda to others, not thinking about what you can get, but about what you can give. Not thinking about how you can prove yourself, but how you can prove others. Tenderness and honor are two of the most important ingredients in personal relationships. That honor speaks volumes about the cross and what I sacrificed for each one. As you honor one another, you elevate that soul the way I elevated them when I paid the price of their ransom. When you are constantly trying to fix them, correcting their faults and misconceptions, you downgrade the price I paid on the cross. And I just wanted to take a moment and say I have been very guilty of that, and that's a major thing the Lord has worked with me on. He continued, "I want them to know how valuable they are. You are teaching them how deficit they are. I need your love much more than your instruction. From birth to death, instructions plague mankind almost without end. What they are missing is love, affirmation, kindness, and honor. Do you think, my bride, that you can set aside your quest for honor and being right in order to walk beside another soul? At that point, I said, Lord, what in the world is this about? Have I sinned and lorded it over someone? He continued, No, Claire, I'm addressing the tendency for some to need to be right and correct their brother all the time. There are some here on your channel who are not getting the message of love and meekness that I am trying to get across. There are some who revel in instruction and leave people crumpled up in a ball when they're done. Wow, I used to do that. God help me that I don't ever do it again. He continued, I want that to stop. I want love to be the absolute number one, most important dynamic in your relationships with others. Being right does nothing but downgrade you in my eyes. Being loving makes you resemble me and elevates those who've already suffered countless setbacks and are ready to give up. I want them to have a sense of being important, not because they're intelligent or even brilliant, but because they're precious human beings I died for. I paid the price with my own body and blood. This elevates them to the status of royalty. All of you on this channel are being trained to love one another and still hold to the truth. There should never be any striving over the truth. Rather, it should be presented respectfully and skillfully, being careful to avoid pushing any authoritarian buttons. Rather, setting it beside them carefully and allowing them to pick it up and make it their own. Using force or one-upmanship detracts from the message and only pushes them further away from me. You become a painful person to be around instead of a joyful Christian to be around. There is a skill level involved here. It all revolves around humility and charity. If this is not central to the core of your being, you will hinder me in my efforts to bring souls into the kingdom. I want to speak here now about husbands and wives. Many of you women have a much deeper relationship with me than your husband. But did you know that I withhold some things from you because they belong to your husband's domain? Yes, part of his office is to lead, and though he be far behind you in spirituality, his very office demands that I equip him to lead, whether he loves me and knows me or not. But ladies, you have the tendency to look down at him. Claire can tell you the high price she almost had to pay for this attitude. Yeah, it almost cost me my husband. He almost died. The Lord really took me to correction. The Lord continued, I want you to share the spiritual progress you've made with your husband. But do you know that the way you are doing it throws them back on themselves in condemnation? That they don't have this wisdom, or even the time and energy to get it? How do you get around this? Knowledge is demonstrated by how you live, not by what you say. It's one thing to say God is love, and quite another to demonstrate it by humble, yielding, and supportive behavior. In truth, the closer you get to me, the more instructed you are by me, the more gentle and meek you will be with your husband. Downgrading him because he doesn't go to church on Sunday will only drive him further away from me. He must be drawn by your love and gentle submission to all that is not sin. The nature of a man's role exposes him to forces that he must harden himself against if he's to survive in the workplace. The nature of a woman's role is to nurture, comfort, support, and hold the home front together so that he has a refuge to come home to, a place where he can truly unwind and be who he needs to be after a full day of the world and its abrasive character. Add to that scenario a demanding, corrective wife, and you have a recipe for divorce and a man who hates God. It is the perfume of a sweet spirit that draws a man to his wife. She is a source of comfort. She looks up to him and out for him. She affirms his good traits and is patient with his irritating ones. But it is the fragrance of love and quiet endurance that draws a man to God through his wife. He sees that she's different. She's not like the world. There's something substantially different about her behavior and lifestyle. She's not abrasive or pushy like those in the world. She's soothing, reassuring, strong, serving, and supportive. Eventually, these traits draw a man to me. He looks at her and wonders, where does she get her strength, her confidence, her inner beauty? He sees something in her that he wants, and that opens the door for me. So all I am saying to you, my dear ones, is that I want you to stop trying to bring souls to me through what you know and how holy you are. Rather, open the door to hearts with my love. Then I will be able to walk right in and take up residence. I bless you now with the grace to live the example of the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious in my sight. Call to remembrance this scripture. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. In conclusion, be tenderly affectionate to one another. In honor, prefer one another. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves.